237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the phones toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
This is a Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday. So you can join us for every single moment, and if you miss a moment, don't you worry about that, because we got them all archived for you, for free, at freetalklive.com.
You know, we never take a break here on Free Talk Live.
What do you mean? We take a break every Sunday.
Six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, every single one.
You know, if you don't want the airtime, man, which just tell me
I'm
you just, don't want to come in, I'll have one
I'm
of my multiple co-hosts who are eager to have the airtime.
All I'm saying is there's never a time that Free Talk Live isn't on the air. It's a real benefit to listeners.
That's right, it is. You're not complaining, are you?
Not me.
All right. 800-259-9231. So if you miss a moment, you can go to the website, freetalklive.com, grab the archives. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. No credit card transaction required. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go back even farther than 6 days ago. Scroll past day six. You'll see a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll take you to literally months worth of the show, all of it on the house. You can't beat that. You really can't.
Good stuff.
All right, so freetalklive.com, and
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. As always, we've got a ton of stuff that we want to talk about tonight. It is your show, of course, so if there's something that's on your mind, maybe it's a political issue, maybe a personal problem, you can share it with us, and we'll take your calls, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we bring up what we want, and we still have a bunch of emails, and hopefully we'll catch up on some of that tonight. But I wanted to start the show with just one of the most ignorant message board posts that I've seen in a long time.
Okay.
And we've been having this conversation over at...
It's on our message board?
No, it's over at podcastalley.com.
Okay.
And in case you didn't know, we're one of the top podcasts in the world. One of the top six, I think, podcasts in the world.
Today.
We are the number one political cultural podcast in the world at podcastalley.com. So I kind of spend some time in their forums, you know, talking to the people that use them. And frequently we go on to politics, of course. And so this particular gentleman, his name is Jack. He just doesn't get it.
Gentleman Jack.
Yeah, he just doesn't get libertarianism. He doesn't get liberty. And instead of responding, it's a very long post. Mm-hmm. So instead of responding to it on the message board where there might only be 50 people reading the thread, I wanted to make sure I responded to it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So thousands of people.
Where there's 55 people. That can
no. No. Where thousands of people will be able to listen and hear how ignorant some people really are about freedom and liberty. So, with that, here we go. Here's what he has to say, and this is, again, his response to one of my earlier posts. So he says, "So, are you for chaos altogether? Cops won't come and arrest someone who's illegally on my property? Silly, of course they will. They have to. They have absolutely no choice. They work for me and every other citizen. If they do not, we can fire their boss's boss, the mayor, every 4 years if we want. I'm aware..." Oh, isn't that great? You can just... Every 4 years, you can make a change to the police. Instead of, you know, if I wanted to, for instance, recently I changed here at the office, I changed pest control companies.
Mm-hmm.
I canceled my contract one day, and then the next day I called somebody else. I didn't have to wait 3 more years for the opportunity to go vote with 100,000 other people as to who my pest control company is going to be.
That's true.
Says, "I'm aware of recent Supreme Court rulings that have effed private property rights. The ruling on the New London case alone is enough to make me vomit. New London is about 30 minutes from my house." So he's with us on that one.
Good.
And I'm sure you're going to agree with him on a few things, maybe. He says, "So you're saying all government is bad, though, is childish," because that was a statement that I made before, is that all governments are bad.
I do have to sort of agree with that statement.
Right.
I mean, I believe that you have to have them. Necessary evil is the term I would like to use.
And I don't personally believe evil should ever be necessary. But anyway, here's a quote from my earlier post where I said, "If you don't believe they own your property, stop paying property taxes and wait and see what happens." So he responds and says, "What does this mean? The reason I pay taxes is because they come and plow during the winter, repair the road out front if it gets essy. The local police watch over my neighborhood. Firemen will come if they see the house ablaze. The town provides services to the residents, and many more reasons. Do you not realize that this is why you pay property taxes? Well, of course I realize that, and I paid my property taxes, as a matter of fact, because right now, at least, I don't have the option to go and hire Manwich's fire company to protect my house. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other choices, you see? So the government's kind of giving me their services, yes, but they're also monopolizing them.
Forcing the monopoly on you, too.
Right. So I got nothing. I have nothing against. I think a lot of people, you know, kind of have this they have this misconception about freedom and liberty, in that, well, if we got rid of the government, or if we got the government out of all these areas, then we wouldn't have them. And I think that's so totally closed-minded, because you'd have to agree on this, that fire protection and security protection, which is the police, wouldn't you think those were in pretty high demand? Don't you think people want these things?
I think they want them. I don't think they get used very often.
You're right, and thank goodness they don't. Yeah. I mean, they don't get used often because people aren't setting the houses ablaze, and most people are good by nature, so they're not killing one another and stabbing each other in the streets. Thank goodness they're not used often, like insurance policies. You only use them when you absolutely have to. However, people think insurance policies are valuable. People think fire and police protection are valuable, and they are.
You know what I think fire protection fire departments are a big ripoff. Professional fire departments are a big ripoff.
Absolutely. But you would agree that people want that protection. They want to know that their house, that at any time, they can pick up a phone and call somebody and have them put out a fire.
I think that people want to know that there's a fire station in the neighborhood, and then they believe all the rest of that stuff.
They want to feel like they're protected from fire and crime.
I'm not
going to
get off on the fire thing right
now. You agree
now.
That they want this,
yes,
right?
Yes, they do want it.
People want it bad. Like, that's why they think government's so great, because it gives it to them. Well, why can't other people provide these services?
No reason at all. Most fire departments are not really even municipal services at all. They're volunteers. They're three guys that got together, like you, me, and Johnson on Monday nights and said, hey, you know, we don't have a fire department around here. Let's get started with a fire department. You know, if there's a fire, anybody can call this telephone number here, and it'll page all three of us, and we'll be there.
And you could do fundraising in the community to, you know, help pay for your equipment and things like that. And I think the community would be more than happy to help you out with that.
Would be. 92% of the communities in this great nation are.
Thank you. So it's not just conjecture, then. This isn't pure libertarian, fantasy land.
No.
This is reality, okay? Now, the private police thing is a little bit more of a fantasy, but even that's been tried in certain places around the country, and it works much, much better than
government
police.
I don't think I like the whole idea of it, but, you know, I'd be willing to go for a constabular police department, which would be better.
More accountability is a good thing. Anyway, so he says, so you want to live in a place with no property taxes. Well, who's going to build the roads? Who's going to operate the local schools and police? Who's going to plow? Who's going to pay the plow truck to come in the dead of night to clear several feet of snow from the entire street? Who is going to build adequate infrastructure, drainage, electrical systems, water treatment facilities? If we just get the government out of it, man, which apparently the entire world that we know of will crumble down around itself. You know, the very short answer to all those who is questions, who's going to provide, it's so simple. People in search of a profit will provide it. Because they're in demand. It's clear it's in demand. Jack here obviously wants to have snowplow service. He obviously wants to have schools and police. I think most people want to have those services. What's wrong with letting people who are in search of a profit provide them, as opposed to a group of thugs that forces people to pay for their services at gunpoint?
And bad services.
Yes! Of course they're bad. They're forcing people to pay for them. If they weren't bad, they could do it voluntarily, too.
Now, I think that there's some services that you're talking about that private companies could very easily compete with, and I think there's others that probably are best handled by municipal government.
Why don't we let them compete and find out?
I'm all for that.
Alrighty then, 800-259.
In most municipalities, it's against the law to compete against the government in the services they provide.
Exactly. I'm just talking about opening it up to competition. What's so scary about that? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231. More misconceptions about freedom and liberty coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
At ReasonToFreedom.com, our motto is that reason is a natural, life-giving activity of the mind. We regard independent thinking as the most important virtue, as well as the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the voice of the Reason Liberty Movement. ReasonToFreedom.com consists of timely political and philosophical commentary, a regular human interest column by Truman West, movie reviews by Popcorn and the Kernels, insightful book reviews, golf reviews, and much, much more. Free your minds and tap into the mainstream of the Reason Liberty Movement at ReasonToFreedom.com. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those they oppress. Fight the power with ReasonToFreedom.com. Find out why, if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. The 10-step program to sanity, freedom, and world peace. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're here with you until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything. Dean here with you.
Yeah, man, which
you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph, and therefore, we place them on our website in the Shrine. There's three distinct categories. There's the validated section, which are the women that have taken the time to actually specifically take a photograph of themselves holding a sign that references the show. So therefore, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're actually listeners.
Yeah, they took a little time, prepared for their photo.
Right.
And that way we know for sure it's them. Some of them didn't take enough time to put a shirt on, but
one
they did take the time to write FTL on something.
Yes, and so you can go check that out. It's safe. It's safe for the kids.
Yeah, it's safe for everybody. It's artistic.
At freetalklive.com. There's the validated section, the regular Shriners, which is the women who've sent us a photo of them. And then there's the Hall of Shame, which is where we place a Shriner if it's discovered that she's a fake.
Yes.
Because we had a bit of a problem with probably, you know, 40-year-old man finding pictures of women on the internet and trying to fool us. And we've caught them. So they've gone into the Hall of Shame.
Yes.
And it's all for you there at freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. We're talking about freedom, and we're talking about misconceptions about liberty. We're going to get back to this forum post here in a little bit, this forum post from this guy that totally has no idea what freedom and liberty is all about. We're going to help him try to understand it a little bit better. But in the meantime, let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good topic so far.
Thanks.
I need to borrow your fine libertarian minds. I've got some questions comparing government and sort of things you're talking about.
Okay.
You can extrapolate to how it is today, go back 50 years, and see how the two things are different.
What two things?
Well, I've got like three questions that are like for today and then 50 years ago.
Okay, good.
So, does government control too much today and 50 years ago?
Well, I wasn't alive 50 years ago, so it's going to be a lot of conjecture on that part. I would say that government controls much less today, much more today than it did 50 years ago. Manwich?
That would be my statement also.
Okay. Do you think that it controls who gets elected today?
I think the government controls who gets elected?
Yeah.
There's been some interesting evidence about voting fraud and the voting machines and possible backdoor access. Yeah.
So 50 years ago?
I think that voting fraud was probably more rife 50 years ago than it was today. And I would also like to amend the previous question in that there was the draft 50 years ago, which is a terrible breach of freedom. Go ahead.
Okay. So the next one would be, do you think companies control too much?
What do you mean by too much? Like control our freedoms, or what do you?
Basically, they can dump toxic waste, or do you think they could, get sued for sticking bubblegum on the sidewalk, things like that?
Well, I think that companies, there are big evil corporations out there, right? These evil corporations only control anything because they have political ties. So it's because of the size of the government that these big, scary companies actually have any control whatsoever. If it weren't for the government, if they couldn't use the government to, say, take land for a new Walmart or take land for the Pfizer Corporation or whatever, then the companies would have to do things, everything, within their purview, totally voluntarily.
Well, 50 years ago.
What now?
50 years ago. Would that be the same?
I don't really know on that one.
I'm sure there were still politically connected companies 50 years ago. I mean, there's always been the good old boy network, and it's always had to do with politics.
Okay,
now spring us the big surprise on us. Go ahead.
Do companies control too much who gets hired 50 years ago and today? And I'll suggest that it has something to do with affirmative action.
The companies are following the rules set by the government, so I would say that the government controls more. The government controls some of the parameters around who gets hired, especially when it comes to companies that have government contracts. Other companies have much more control if they're not tied into the government as to who they can and who they can't hire.
Yeah, well, the point I was looking for is I think nowadays seeking a job is more determined by what the company is told they can hire or the personal influences that the company wants.
That's a little nebulous for me.
Yeah,
can
me
you
too.
Rephrase that?
Yeah. Suppose 50 years ago you were hired by somebody who needs an engineer to do something.
Right.
Now it's not necessarily an engineer, but it's somebody who can find something to do that. And it's not personal expertise that they're looking for. It's just we need somebody to do the dictates of whatever.
Huh. It seems a little nebulous to me. I'm not sure.
More like a maintenance man kind of thing? Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily maintenance. It's more like they're looking for, rather than somebody who can be controlled, rather than if you were to hire this person today, their salary would probably be a lot less. It would probably
Well, you know, it's still today, in today's world, it's still a voluntary agreement between you and your employer. So I don't know about this being controlled portion that you brought up.
Well,
I mean, you're never controlled by your employer.
I'm just thinking 50 years ago, it was easy to walk across the street if your current company...
Why is it harder today?
Really? I always had the impression it was harder.
It's too restrictive because you have to... of such and such a class, such and such a race.
No, that's not the case at all. That's only the case in governments, in companies that have contracts with the government. That's the only place where affirmative action applies, unless the company has approved an affirmative action policy on their own, and that's their purview.
I see a lot of EEOC stuff. Trust me on that.
I'm telling you, I work in the advertising industry, and I can go across the street. I could go across the street three times in the next 3 days.
Sure. Good call, though, Joe. Thank you for it.
I wanted to hear the rest. He asked us several questions, and there's obviously he's going to spring something on us.
Oh, I thought he already sprung it. What's up?
I was just going to say, though, that I thought that rights are restricted by having a poor economy and by having things so desperate that if you're going to hire anybody, then you can control who doesn't get hired. And I was thinking that if the government...
Well, you can always control who does and who doesn't get hired. It's just that companies should be able to set those policies on their own,
right,
and the government shouldn't have any say. Joe, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Thomas in Virginia. Thomas, you're on free... No, he's gone. Never mind.
Poof.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Got a little spoof, kind of weird towards the end of that call. I didn't really...
But
really sure
I think you had some points in there. I just, it's too long for radio kind of thing. I wish that it would have, I wish I would have gotten the
point. He
seemed
to be concerned with affirmative action, and as he should be. But it seemed like it seemed to me that he felt like affirmative action applied a whole lot more, widespread than it actually is.
Yeah.
And it really is only applying to...
I call that the professor caller.
Okay.
The reason is they ask you questions to bring you to their point. And then, then spring it on you at the end. Blah!
Yeah.
You know?
It's a setup. It's okay.
Which is fine. I mean, you can do that here at Free Talk
Live.
We
do it to callers all the time, so it's fair.
It's it can't take too long, though. Yep. And that's the problem with the professor calls. They'll dominate the air for too long.
Well, we won't let them forever. Anyway, here we go back to the message board post from our ignorant friend. There is too much corruption and privatization for me to feel comfortable with leaving all of this. He's talking about taking care of the roads and the police and the fire and all that in the hands of privately run companies. The reason is because I have no control over what the company wants to do. They can close up shop tomorrow and raise my rates 1,000%, and I have no recourse.
Really?
Yeah, we'll address
that.
What
kind of companies does he shop at?
Right, we'll address that coming back. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
What?
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor dead of night. Whoa, I'm not talking about today's postman, but that's close. Now don't horse around and switch channels, because when I come back, all about the Pony Express. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals, like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. mail routes these days are a breeze compared to the dusty trail traveled by the Pony Express. Replaced by the telegraph in October 1861, after just 18 months of operation, this western legend stretched 2,000 miles. Riders ran day and night, changing horses every 10 to 15 miles at relay stations, making the trip in 10 days in summer and about 15 days in winter. Interested in the job? An ad in a California paper read, "Young, skinny, wiry fellows must be expert riders willing to risk death daily. All for about $100 a month. Ride 'em, cowboy." I'm Bobby Likens. Likens, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you. Hey, man, what's you can take control of the phones and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can go vote for us over at podcastawards.com. We've been nominated by our listeners for the best cultural political podcast in the world. The voting is now until the 31st, so only a few days remaining. And you can vote every 24 hours at podcastawards.com. Again, that's podcastawards.com. You just scroll down a little bit, and you'll find our category. Just click on our name. You need just an email address to vote for us at podcastawards.com. So I'm actually reading something from podcastalley.com. They've got some message boards there, and there's been a bit of a political battle going on. And one of these posts I just felt deserved to be read on the air. It just had so much misinformation, so many misconceptions about freedom and liberty. I wanted to make sure we addressed it here rather than me just responding on the board and only letting a couple people take a look at the response. Anyway, he is concerned. This is Jack. He's concerned with privatizing things like police and fire and, you know, the services that government offers people. The snowplow, for those of you living up north. Privatizing these. He says there's too much corruption in privatization for me to feel comfortable with leaving all of this in the hands of privately run companies.
You know, I can understand where he's coming from. He's talking about privately run companies that get government contracts and then have no competition.
Right.
For instance, if a trash company gets a contract from the government, and then they can pretty much tell you what you can throw away and
what
you can't. What
goes on around here.
How you can throw it away and how you can't, and what they'll take and what they won't.
And they know.
I've had my trashmen tell me, throw it out in your backyard, we're not taking it. I'm not kidding you.
They know that they're the only option in town.
Yeah.
And as you pointed out during the last segment, they're prevented by law, in many cases, from starting, like you, if you wanted to go ahead and start Manwich's trash collection service to compete with them,
mm-hmm.
you'd be prevented from doing that by law in some places, or especially with the police and the fire department. You know, that's why a lot of these services are not offered on the free market, because the government monopolizes
it. It's absolutely true. If you were to open your own garbage collection company in your town, chances are very, very, very good that you're just going to get told that you can't run your business.
That's
because
right.
It's against the law.
We don't have licenses for this business. You can't come into this business.
Nope, sorry. Got one license for it, and it's the one we employ.
Right. So he goes on to say, the reason is because I have no control over what the company wants to do. They can close up shop tomorrow or raise my rates by 1,000%, and I have no recourse. Well, they could do that today if they wanted to, but they know there's nobody else to go to.
You do have a recourse. I'm thinking that if we're talking about companies that you actually have competition in. For instance, let's talk about Target, Walmart, and Kmart.
Yeah.
Well, if Walmart says, we're Walmart, we rule the world, many Japanese people work for us.
Chinese.
Whatever. We'll raise our rates to whatever we want.
Right.
Well, you're going to go to Kmart or Target and buy
yes.
your stuff.
Yes,
you have a recourse. It's called the free market.
So he addresses that. He says, sure, you say, leave and go to another company. Well, how many places only have one option? Do you know what percentage of the country has only one option for certain utilities? Of course I do. That's how it is here in Tampa Bay.
That's what the crime is.
The reason why there's only one option, Jack, is because the government says so.
Yes.
The government deems it so. The only reason why cable service in our area here, and I'm sure in other areas around the country, has gotten better is because satellite came into the picture. And yeah. Nobody thought that was going to happen. I mean, sure, back in the 80s, C-band was around with the huge 12-foot dishes or the 10-foot dishes. But not many people could afford that. Then they came out with a little 18-inch dish. They made it affordable for the average Joe. They came out with the package deals, the $39 a month or whatever. They undercut cable, gave free installation, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their clients.
Yep.
And cable said, whoa, you can't do that. What are we going to do about this? We can't pass a... Can we pass a law? Can we pass a law against these guys? Oh, we can't pass a law. Oh, we're going to have to get competitive. Doggone it.
Yep, they
you
hate
know,
it.
You know, they hate it. Because they had this... Every cable company has the sweetheart deal with the county that they're in. That's why there's only one cable company. That's why there's only one power company. Because they did a little dealing with the government of your area. And they passed a law that made that the case. So that's why you only have one choice. Because if there wasn't a law and you wanted to choose between power companies and there wasn't a second power company, that's an opportunity, my friend. That's when you go out, get some investors together, and start up your own power company to compete mm-hmm. with the power company. But today, you can't do it because of the government. Anyway, he says... He says, I live in an entirely urban area with much competition, and there are still severely limited choices when it comes to power, water, cable TV, internet, phone service, etc., and that's for the reason that we just described, because of the government. That has nothing to do with the free market. So I also made a comment in one of my earlier posts saying, I'm against corporations, by the way. They are a fiction created by lawyers. True statement.
Yep, backed up by the government.
Well, his response is, how can you call yourself a libertarian in any way and say this? You want to privatize everything but are against corporations? Ian, I think you need to read that again. It makes no sense for a libertarian to say that. Well, actually, it does.
Wait a second, buddy. Do you own your car? Are you a corporation? People owned things before there were corporations.
Yes.
People were the private entities before there were ever corporations.
And business has been going on forever.
As long as two people have had two different things that they wanted to trade.
Right.
Business
has been going on. And that's the point I made, is that a corporation does not necessarily mean business. It's something that the government has attached to business. It's, again, a legal creation, a fiction created by the law in order to shield certain individuals from the actions of their company, from the actions of their business. So... He says, and secondly, it was the lawyers who came up with the Crooked Bar Association. It's a way of scamming people into paying higher prices for things they could do themselves. It's not corporations that created lawyers. And that's not what I said. I said lawyers created corporations. The lawyers who are running the government created corporations. Anyway, finally, let's see. I said there should just be businesses run by individuals who are fully accountable for the business's actions. What's wrong with that?
Doesn't sound like anything wrong with me.
So he says, so now you're telling people how they should be able to set up and operate their businesses? How does this make you better than the government? That's not what I said. I didn't say that I was trying to dictate how it is businesses should be run. I'm just saying that businesses are, fact of the matter, they're run by individuals today.
I am, by the way, allowed to tell any business how to run, and I get to tell that business by either doing business with them or not doing business with them.
Yes.
That's how I get to say.
And you can publicly announce
it. It makes me better than the government because I don't point a gun at them and make them do it.
Thank you. You're correct. So no, we're not trying to tell businesses how to run their business per se, but it's a fact that businesses are run by individuals, and shouldn't individuals be responsible for their actions? Who could say that they're not supposed to be? Finally, he says, are you against labor unions? How do you feel about organized labor?
How do I feel about organized labor?
Sure.
Labor should get as organized as they want to get it. Mm-hmm. If they want to start a backgammon club, they should be able to do that. And if employers want to employ the backgammon club, they can. Or if they want to employ the labor union, they can.
That's right. Let the employers and the labor unions work it out
amongst
themselves.
As far as I'm concerned, each person individually is their own business. If a pipe fitter works for the wants to work for a particular, I don't know, steam-producing place,
mm-hmm.
or whatever it is the pipe fitters do,
yeah.
precisely,
plumbing.
Then, you know, if he's got the skill, he's selling that skill. He's got he can sell that skill to one place or another, and, you know, he's got a certain commodity he can work out.
More misconceptions about freedom and liberty coming back. 800-259.
And by the way, there were guilds of all sorts before there were labor, before there were unions.
Right. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. 1-800-259-9231. More misconceptions on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're inside hour number one of the show. Take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man, what's
join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. So pretty much anybody who's connected to the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And that's the way it should be, man, which
I agree.
So we're going over a extensive message board post. Actually, we're near the end of it at this point. But it's over at PodcastAlley.com, and I wanted to address it on the air because it's so chock full of misconceptions and misunderstandings about liberty, libertarianism, and freedom. It had to be addressed on air. So we're going to get back into it. It's from Jack. And I made the claim in one of my earlier posts on this thread that all government is force, and all government is therefore bad as a result. He says, that's not true either. If you break laws, you pay the price. There has to be force for the people who don't want to be held responsible for the evil S that they do. If you don't pay your taxes on your house, you're scamming the government.
Scamming the government? That's a heck of a thing to say. You know, I've never really thought of it from that point of view. And
You owe them your taxes, Manwich. They deserve your taxes,
no.
So therefore you're scamming them when you don't pay.
I never looked at it from this point of view, and I can see why the government needs money to run and that property taxes would be one of the ways, but if you don't pay your taxes on your property,
mm-hmm.
you are definitely not scamming the government. The government's scamming you by sending you a bill.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you think about it from that direction, am I scamming the government by not paying my property taxes? Well, heck no, I'm not. It's mine. I paid for it.
Right. But that's not his suggestion. His suggestion is your money belongs to them, and if you don't give it to them, you're scamming them.
Well, I'm sure that's exactly what they want him to think.
So if I come to you, Manwich, and I point a gun at you and demand your money, all the money that's in your wallet, if you refuse to give it to me, are you scamming me?
Yes, I am, apparently, according to this guy.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. He says, you're getting things for free. Do you think the fire department cares if you want them to come to your house or not? No.
This fire department thing's great. 92% of the stations in America are volunteer run, you nincompoop.
He says the government,
they do it for free.
He says the government fire department will come to your house and put it out if it's on fire, if for another reason than the fact that it causes an immediate threat to your tax-paying neighbors. Well, isn't that nice? That doesn't mean, as Manwich pointed out, it can be done voluntarily. That doesn't mean that it shouldn't be opened up to the free market to allow private protection, to allow private fire departments, etc. You know, a deed-restricted neighborhood could very easily have their own little fire department to take care of people, etc. So your point's moot. Mute? Moot?
Moot.
Both. If you want to look at the government, he says, if you want to look at the government making you pay taxes as force, I guess that's your personal perception. No, it has nothing to do with perception. That's reality, Jack. And if you're telling yourself anything else, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You've been lied to for your entire life, and it's okay. It happened to all of us.
And now, you can choose not to look at it as force and just pay your money.
Right.
But don't pay your money and choose not to look at it as force.
He says, we citizens have total power over the government. The government doesn't have control over us. You have got to be kidding me, Jack.
Well, I just called the senator's office today, and they told me to go take a flying jump at a donut.
Mm. He says, I still believe in by the people and for the people. After all, I am a liberal. It's hard when there are administrations that are this bad, though. I can empathize with your total lack of confidence and frustration. There has been no good administrations within the past several decades. All of them have been bad. All of them have increased the size of government, have made government more expensive, more oppressive, more intrusive than it has ever been. You could hardly call this a free country. Sorry. So, I finally wrote in my original post, can you name me a good government? I mean, if it's possible that there's a good government, that there could be good government, then there must be some example of one of them out there in the world, or at some point in history. So he says, sure, I'll name three good governments. Since nothing can ever be perfect, I think these three are great examples of good government. Number one, Switzerland.
Okay.
Socialism. Socialism alert. You see, he claims it's prosperous, clean, liberty, peaceful, and prideful. Yes, they have certain things that are more free than we do in Switzerland.
Yeah,
certainly.
They do.
I wouldn't call it liberty because they have a progressive income tax there. And I know you think that the government deserves the money, Jack. But personally, I think I worked for the money and it came to my hands first. So therefore, it's mine.
I'm sorry, but government doesn't really produce anything. And if they do produce something, they produce it poorly in the case of garbage collection or something like that. They do produce work as far as that goes, but they just do it badly, and they do it for too much.
Then he names New Zealand, and he names the United States.
New Zealand is a bunch of sheep farmers. Sorry, it's not a real country.
Well, I've actually looked into New Zealand. It's an interesting place, but it's certainly not free. They have a 12.5% general sales tax, and they have all kinds of strife, political strife in that country, because there is not even a constitution there. Pretty much what in New Zealand, if you elect a new political party, they can totally change the face of the government there. And then he names the United States, and then he throws in Sweden as well. None of these places are free. In fact, all of the places you named are less free economically than Hong Kong. Hong Kong's the number one most economically free place in the world, and they're not free either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all on a scale. Anyway, he says, we as the people can make any changes we want to in the government. Oh, really? Really? How's that? How can I make the changes that I want to make, Jack? He says all that we have to do is to organize our neighborhoods, then our towns, counties, and states. It's a lot of work. It takes even more time. It's expensive, and it makes sense considering how much power our federal government wields. Well, I don't have a lot of time, man. I've only got one life. Why shouldn't I be free in my one life? Why should I have to invest all this time?
Yeah, to unwrap all the crap that somebody else wrapped around me.
I'd rather just ignore them. Ignore this big gang of thugs that points guns at people. We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Jack has a few community-friendly things to say when he wraps up his post, and we'll get to that in moments. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with literally hundreds of users, over 650 users, almost 700. I think we've probably cracked the 30,000 post mark now, man, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's a lot of posts.
30,000 posts for you to surf around through. It's all for free at freetalklive.com.
People love that BBS.
Yeah, go check it out. So we've been reading this post that somebody made over at podcastalley.com that I wanted to respond to on the air because it just has so many misconceptions, so much misinformation about liberty and freedom. And it's important to address these things because some people just don't get it. You know, they weren't raised with the ideas of freedom and liberty. They were told they lived in a free country, told that over and over again, but they weren't really educated as to what freedom means, what it means to be, you know, to have liberty. So, Jack is writing here, and he claims that we can make any changes we want to in the government. We just have to work real hard.
Real hard.
It's not about moving to New Hampshire to make a better state.
And then we can make what other people do what we want. Isn't that fun? It's fun to get people to do what we want. Yes.
That's what these people want. It's not about moving
other folks what to do.
Right, because and then argue over what, you know, what it is that they're going to tell them.
Yeah.
He says it's not about moving to New Hampshire to make a better state. It's about loving your country enough to work with your neighbors to organize for change. It's totally possible. It just takes a lot of hard work.
This guy's a jerk.
You know, to organize for change, work with your neighbors. Look, I have no problem working with my neighbors. I just want to do it on a voluntary basis.
Yes.
That's what you don't understand about libertarianism and liberty, Jack, is that in order to have liberty, you have to let your neighbors have theirs, too. That's the most critical aspect that people just don't get.
Yep.
It's scary. I mean, it's a scary thing to think, oh, my God, if I let Manwich have liberty, he might do something I don't agree with his liberty.
Yep.
You have to get over that.
Smoke pot.
Yeah.
You never know.
Or drive without a seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Or something like, you know, something crazy, wild and crazy like that. And that's what you just have to put aside and put to rest and just understand that let people do what they want so long as they're not hurting others. That's libertarianism. That's freedom. And if you can't get to that point in your head, if you just can't allow your friends and your family members and total strangers to have liberty, you'll never have it for yourself. You want to talk about hard work? It's futile to sit here and argue between Republicans and Democrats and moderates about what's the right way to have the government control people.
Mm.
Sorry, you'll never get me to agree with any of that. The only thing I agree with is voluntary interaction between individuals, where you get to choose who you deal with, and the government has no say whatsoever. As far as changing the government, yeah, it's going to take a lot of hard work, and much to your chagrin, Jack, we are going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and we are going to make it happen. We're going to make the freest
market. We're
going
to work with our neighbors to make it nice and free up there.
That's right, and we're going to set our neighbors free. And in return, we will be set free as well. And as an added bonus, all that nice freedom, it's going to result in the best educational system in of all the 50 states. It's going to result in the best economy of all the 50 states. New Hampshire's already in the top three. It's going to result in the best of everything, because freedom and liberty are where it's at, baby. That's what we're pushing here on Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. So, with that, we'll take your calls about anything. As always, 800-259-9231. And I've got an excellent article that actually asks the question. It comes right out and asks you, bluntly, are you for or against liberty? We'll find out. And we'll find out what Manwich thinks about this, because it really applies to you.
Oh, boy.
In hour two, coming up, Free Talk Live.